91X News.
It's 8 degrees and cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Tyson Leonard. The 20th annual Gleaners Food Drive starts on Sunday. The food bank hopes to collect enough from the drive to help ensure everyone who comes to them can get a meal. After a short interview, bank users can walk out with enough food to last them 3 to 4 days. However, intake worker Karen Belanger says that a sense of pride stops some people from getting the help they need.
It's a significant admission that you need help, and there's no shame in this. In fact, I often tell people that it's rather like insurance in some ways, that, you know, it's there when you need it.
A confidentiality policy protects the identity of whoever uses the bank. Unions representing public school teachers in Ontario have launched a court challenge of the Liberal government's recent legislation. The legislation forces a contract and takes away the union's right to strike for 2 years. The union says the legislation is a violation of the Charter of Rights. Smokey Thomas of the Ontario Public Service Employees Union says they will do whatever it takes to make sure the legislation is repealed. The majority of people with mental illnesses or addictions in Ontario aren't getting treatment for their conditions. That's the conclusion of a new report, which says the burden of mental illness in the province is higher than that of all cancers and infectious diseases combined. Co-author Dr. Paul Kurdiak says that there would be a public outcry if the percentage of diabetes sufferers getting treatment was as low as the proportion of mental illness sufferers getting help. Federal government is extending its review period for the proposed takeover of Nexen by China's state-owned offshore oil company. Terry Pedwell has details.
Industry Minister Christian Paradis says the review under the Investment Canada Act is being extended by 30 days and can be extended again. An initial 45-day review period was set to end tomorrow. But Paradis says the government is taking the time needed to conduct a thorough and careful review of the proposed investment. China National Offshore Oil Corporation is offering just over $15 billion to buy Calgary-based Nexen in what is the largest deal so far in the Canadian oil patch involving a Chinese company. Terry Pedwell, the Canadian Press, Ottawa.
The accused gunman from the Parti Québécois election night party showed up in court today with a pair of bloody wounds on his head. He told his lawyer that he had been pushed by a guard while in custody. His lawyer will request an investigation into what happened. Bain's next court date is December 7th. He faces 16 charges, including first-degree murder, 3 counts of attempted murder, arson, and a number of weapon charges, stemming from the September 4th incident where 2 people were shot and 1 was killed. An Enbridge vice president says the Northern Gateway project is in the best interest of British Columbians. She says the biggest misinformation is that the company can't build a safe and environmentally sound pipeline. BC Premier Christy Clark has said the environmental risks of building the pipeline outweigh the potential benefits. This year's single debate between the U.S. vice presidential candidates takes on new importance, especially for Democrat Joe Biden. It will be his job to counter Republican Paul Ryan sufficiently well to blunt the momentum gained by GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney during his first debate with President Barack Obama. The Obama campaign advisor, Dalex Axelrod, was asked what strategy Biden will be using against Paul Ryan in tonight's debate.
What I think the vice president can do is really drive home the fact that one candidate, the president, has a vision that has squarely in it the interests of the middle class and the notion that you build the economy through the middle class.
Ryan will be fending off attacks on conservative policies. Turkey claims it has found military equipment on a Syrian plane it forced down. Reporter Mark Levy has more.
The Syrian plane was carrying communications equipment and missile parts, according to Turkish media. Turkish warplanes forced the plane to land. It was headed to Damascus from Russia. Tensions are high between Syria and Turkey. They've been trading artillery and mortar rounds and threats. Syria called the forced landing piracy. All this plays into concerns that the Syrian civil war might spill over the borders. The U.S. is sending troops to Jordan to help protect against that possibility. Mark Levy, Cairo.
In other international news, the head of security at the U.S. Embassy in Yemen has been shot dead. Reporter Mark Levy says the man was shot while on his way to work this morning.
Gunmen on a motorcycle shot and killed the head of security at the U.S. Embassy in Sana'a, the capital of Yemen. He was a Yemeni citizen. The main suspect is Al-Qaeda.
The attack comes as Yemen's U.S.-backed government is waging an offensive against Al-Qaeda's branch in the country, taking back territory and cities in the south that the terror group seized last year. Another Nobel Prize has been awarded. A Chinese writer has been awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature. Tom Rivers has more.
This year's prize has gone to the Chinese writer Mo Yan. Committee members agree his works weave folktales, history, and the contemporary into one, often involving
ordinary people struggling to survive, struggling for their dignity.
The bottom line
is extremely skillful narrator.
The award represents a break from the recent past. European authors had won 4 of the past 5 prizes in literature. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
New research suggests consumers are shifting their spending away from personal computers. Richard Davies has the details.
Not too long ago, personal computers had that wow factor.
Introducing the HP TouchSmart PC.
Not so much now. More than ever, consumers are buying tablets and smartphones. Research firm Gartner says worldwide shipments of PCs fell more than 8% during the summer quarter compared with last year. This comes despite newly designed Ultrabooks, thin, lightweight laptops. Now China's Lenovo is the top seller of personal computers, HP falling to second place. Richard Davies, ABC News.
That's 91X News to 1206. Sports is next.
Ugh, I'm so bored.
Well, let's go out then.
Where are we gonna go?
Little Texas, of course. It's the perfect party place with pool tables, a huge dance floor, and great music. DJ Tom Silvera spins the hottest hits and takes requests.
I thought Little Texas was a country bar.
Nope, Little Texas is Belleville's hottest new nightclub.
What are we hanging around for? Let's go.
Little Texas has gone nightclub. Check out Sunday College Nights. No cover with student ID. Little Texas Nightclub, 290 North Front Street, Belleville.
And now for 91X Sports. The Belleville Bulls believe forward Brendan Gaunce is the right player to lead their hockey club this season. Reporter Andrew Menler has the details.
It is with great pleasure that we make our selection for the 2012 NHL Entry Draft from the Belleville Bulls of the Ontario Hockey League, Brendan Gaunce.
After being selected by the Vancouver Canucks in the first round of the NHL Entry Draft in June, Brendan Gaunce has added another impressive accomplishment to his resume. He's been named the captain of the Ontario Hockey League's Belleville Bulls.
Obviously, there's only 60 captains in the whole CHL, so it's a big honor for myself, and it's just a step in the right direction.
Belleville assistant coach Jason Saprika says it was just a matter of time before Gaunce got the C on his jersey.
He's got a strong presence around the league, and it's almost one of those questions, how can he not be your captain?
Fellow assistant coach Jake Grimes feels Gaunce has what it takes to be a leader.
Every choice he makes is for the best interest of himself developing. To be the best he can be.
Gaunce led Belleville in every offensive category last season, scoring 68 points. He thinks he'll be able to handle the added pressure of a leadership role.
You obviously feel more pressure to try to lead the guys in more ways than you did last year, and it kind of takes away from your own preparation, but I think you have to be able to work both if you want to be a good leader.
Wearing the C runs in the family, as his brother Cameron was a captain of the OHL's Mississauga St. Michael's Majors. Andrew Menler, 91X Sports, Belleville.
Another full day of baseball playoff action is on tap. San Francisco and Cincinnati will get things started with the deciding game in their National League Division Series. Washington also needs a win over St. Louis to force a Game 5 in that series. In the AL, New York can advance with a Game 4 win over Baltimore, and Detroit and Oakland will meet in Game 5 of their series. In golf, there was an impressive victory by Tiger Woods yesterday. He beat top-ranked Rory McIlroy by 6 shots to advance to the semifinals of the World Golf Final in Turkey. Woods shot a 7-under 64 for his second straight win. He will face Justin Rose of England in the semifinals later today. And it's been nearly a month, and there is still no end in sight to the NHL lockout. The league would have reopened its regular season tonight. NHL and union officials are set to meet again today in New York. They talked for about 5 hours yesterday, however, there were no concrete discussions on the core economic issues. The U.S. Anti-Doping Agency says 11 of Lance Armstrong's former teammates served as witnesses against him in its investigation of the cyclist. The agency accuses Armstrong of running the most sophisticated, professionalized, and successful doping program that sport has ever seen. Armstrong's lawyer, Tim Herman, was asked if cyclists formed protective circles around his client.
I know of no code of silence in cycling. I mean, it's not the mafia.
One witness who testified against his former teammate is Toronto cyclist Michael Berry, who admitted to doping while on the Armstrong-led U.S. Postal Service team. Send us your team or league sports by email at sports@91x.fm. That's sports, now for 91x weather. Today, mainly sunny, increasing cloudiness this afternoon, high of 13. Tonight, a few showers ending near midnight, then clearing, and a low plus 1 with risk of frost. Friday, sunny with a high of 9, and Saturday, cloudy, low minus 3, and a high of 12. At 12:10, it's 8 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Tyson Leonard. News is next at 1.